Jabir, hi Rod, how are you?
Terrific, what a special event here tonight for some really good friends that were affected by this dreaded disease. And I remember teaching little Nick Springer when he was 6 years old. And I loved that little boy. And then we became friends with his dad, Gary, and his lovely mom. And what happened is, like, years after that, like, I got to find out that he was injured, you know, from the camp. And so this brings us to this catastrophe of, like, how dreaded this disease is, meningitis. That, and I'm just trying to help because people have put in motion to find a vaccination. And if we could get the awareness of everyone that send their kids to college. I mean, I just finished 7 grandchildren. You know, I was just with them in Mexico. And I ask my daughters all the time, did you get the vaccination? Oh, they're too young. The oldest is 8. But I'm aware that once they start, but they go to camp. But I don't know when it's supposed to start. They tell me like 13, 14, you should get the vaccination.
Well, you've been such a statesman for this organization. I've interviewed you many times over the years.
Yeah.
You're fantastic. Let me ask you 2 last quick questions. What's good news for you, Rod? What's good news in any aspect of your life?
The good news is I feel healthy, number one. I'm still very active in these type of functions. You know, like the rest of my life, I want to devote to helping other people and be of service to other people.
And that you do. That's, and the last question is, we're involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace. So I've asked you this before. What does peace mean to you?
Peace means everything. I mean, we should all be like one unity, you know, like one spirit that we all live. We should all get along and we should, you know, forget our differences and stuff. But we have a long way to go there. You know, there's a lot of division and a lot of disparity and we're affected big time by it. I'm affected, but I try to spiritually to stay online with and try to just do a little bit at a time. The world, you can get depressed, you know, like when you start thinking about how difficult it is to have world peace, but just one event at a time and try to help as much as you can.
You're a great man. Rod, thank you very much.
You're welcome.